A Life of Adventure, Lucy's Bowl, A Day in the Life of. The approximate length of this recording is 8 minutes.
Stories. A Life of Adventure. Many people choose to leave a legacy to guide dogs, as they know our services offer people with sight loss the chance to live a life of freedom and independence. We'd like to share the inspiring story of Molly, who was able to go on many exciting adventures thanks to her guide dogs. Molly was born in 1925 with the inherited condition Usher syndrome, which causes hearing loss and sight loss. After spending many years in assisted living accommodation, she decided she wanted to be more independent, so applied for her first guide dog in 1973. Molly had four guide dogs during her extraordinary lifetime. Nita, Bonnie, Alice and Tara all boosted her confidence, so much so that she began travelling. First, she toured around England, then to British Columbia and Malta, where, aged 62, she tried parasailing. She had to stand on the beach, run as fast as she could towards the water and then jump in the air. 2 years later, she attended a disabled water sports day where she tried water skiing. Two instructors attached a longer bar to a motorboat and positioned themselves on either side of her. Molly and her instructors managed to complete two circuits of the lake. Molly has also taken part in archery, indoor climbing, flying, trampolining and camel riding. A tireless fundraiser for guide dogs, she participated in events like sponsored swims and tandem bicycle rides. Molly also gave a monthly donation and left a gift in her will when she died in April 2018, as guide dogs had made such a life-changing difference to her. She knew our vital work can only be made possible thanks to the generosity of people who leave a legacy gift. Find out more. To find out how gifts and wills can help people with sight loss live life to the full, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/gifts-in-wills. Included here are three photographs. The first is of Molly parasailing. The second is of Molly flying in a glider. The third is of Molly and her black Labrador guide dog Tara.
Stories. Lucy's Bowl, a memory of a special son and a special dog. An angler from Gloucestershire has raised more than £100,000 for guide dogs and named a guide dog puppy Ben in memory of his son. Keith Sykes from Cirencester founded Lucy's Bowl fishing competition in 2011, named after his beloved pet dog, Lucy. Keith has since named 18 guide dog puppies through Guide Dogs Name a Puppy scheme, helping them on their way to becoming life changers. Keith said, "We'd always use the money raised from the event to name guide dog puppies Lucy up until last year. In 2019, I sadly lost my son Ben, who was 36, to bowel cancer. He was a linchpin in the success of Lucy's Bowl and a trustee. He was always there in the background, supporting me and the whole event. We had a trustees meeting at the beginning of 2020, and it was decided that, in memory of Ben, we would raise money to name pups after him too. The first guide dog puppy named Ben by the event is a black retriever Labrador cross, born in February last year." Keith added, "The aim for this year is to name 20 puppies, either Lucy or Ben." Last year's competition, held in August at RK Leisure's Raisbury Complex near Staines in Surrey, saw 50 anglers taking part, with social distancing measures in place as outlined by the Angling Trust and the government. This year's 10th anniversary event is on the 20th to the 22nd of August at the same place. Keith added, "We'd also like to say a massive thank you to the owner of RK Leisure, Raphael Khalili, for allowing us to use the complex free of charge for Lucy's Bowl. Without his support, we'd struggle to hold the event and make it such a success each year. Guide dogs are life-changing, and that's what drives us all on. It's amazing to think that this competition creates a legacy for my dog and now my son. It's also very humbling to think that a dog and some anglers have achieved what we have." Find out more. To find out more about naming a guide dog puppy, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/name-a-puppy. Included here are three photographs. The first is of Keith Sykes presenting Lucy's Bowl to the 2020 winner. The second photograph is of the first guide dog puppy to be named Ben, a young black retriever Labrador cross. The third is of Ben Sykes.
A day in the life of Penny Heffernan, service user voice officer. The first thing you notice when speaking to Penny Heffernan about her role is her passion for what she does. In early January, Penny started as service user voice officer, making sure that what those who use our services are telling us is at the heart of everything we do. Sitting within Guide Dogs Campaigns team, the role helps to shape everything from how Guide Dogs responds to things like public consultations to the charity's own campaigns. She said, "For me, it's all about bringing a subject to life by enabling and empowering service users to find their own voices, so they can share their own lived experiences in their own words in the most eloquent way. They just might need a bit of help to do that, to get a bit of confidence, perhaps." It's a good job she's so motivated, as Penny had to hit the ground running. She said, "My very first task was organising our response to the Westminster Government's UK-wide consultation on its national strategy for disabled people. We ran a series of focus groups and interviews to delve deeply into some of the questions the survey posed. We then pulled the responses together and passed them to our campaigns team colleagues, who used them to shape Guide Dog's response. It's one thing for the government to get responses to the questions they're asking, but it's something else for them to hear how things truly affect people. One question I'm asking all the time is, how did that make you feel? Of course, it's awful to hear that a guide dog owner had a close encounter with an e-scooter, but it's something else when you learn that that experience made that person too frightened to go out alone again." While she's keen to make sure our service users' voices are heard, Penny knows exactly what it's like to be affected by things like access refusals and inaccessible streetscapes. Blind since birth, Penny got her first guide dog at the age of 19 and is now on her ninth dog, a yellow Labrador Retriever cross called Questa. Penny is currently keen to hear from anyone who's blind or partially sighted who's been affected by e-scooters. To get in touch, contact Penny via Guideline on 0800 781 1444, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5pm, or email information@guidedogs.org.uk. Included here is a photograph of Penny Heffernan and her yellow Labrador Retriever cross guide dog, Questa.